All right, welcome back. Second half hour on tonight's show. Who's talking? Hobo Frank and Mr. Chris Sill finally has arrived in the studio. And we've got, speaking of Chris, we have our friend Chris Horn from the Sabre on the line, our recruiting guru, to update us with any news on the football recruiting front. And I may even ask him if there's any news on the basketball side. But at any rate, Frank, how about a football question?
First off, Chris, thanks for joining us tonight.
Thanks for having me, guys, as always.
All right, Chris, I know you've been very busy lately because things are starting to get a little tense, I would say, wouldn't you? I mean, we're getting down to the final few spots on in everybody's roster or recruiting class. Virginia still has 22 commits, correct?
Yeah, 21 at this point. So they have, as you mentioned, so they're kind of closing in on, you know, probably about, I'd say, anywhere from four to you know, six or seven spots left, depending on how the numbers shake out. But, yeah, it's definitely getting pretty close to wrapping up 2015. And, you know, a lot of the focus now is even on 2016 and getting some scholarship offers to those high school current high school juniors at this point. But, yeah, definitely looking to finish strong. And, you know, if they keep winning on the field, that may help them certainly with some of these guys they're looking to close out with.
You know, Chris, Virginia, going through the list of commits, you know, there's maybe three or four-star kids, and the rest are three-stars and one or two two-stars. The biggest names that I see there, and help me out here, Giovanni Simmons, the linebacker from Ocean Lakes, Rasul Clemens from South Aiken, South Carolina, is a big defensive end, 6'6", and Juval Millett, wide receiver, 6'4", 185, from Randleman, North Carolina. Of the other players that have committed, who would you say are the big stars?
Actually, well, just a quick correction. Millett's actually committed to North Carolina.
UNC?
As far as those other top guys you mentioned, you mentioned Simmons. Obviously, him and C.J. Stalker, who's a linebacker out of Ohio, two of the bigger gets on the defensive side of the ball at linebacker. Both of them have potential to play that middle linebacker spot, which is going to be important next year. Henry Coley is doing an outstanding job this year, but he runs out of eligibility this year. So it's gonna leave a new face there in the middle next year, and there will be an opportunity for somebody to come in, and I know there's some guys on the roster right now that'll be able to compete as well for that starting spot. But so those are two pretty important guys in terms of that was an important immediate need that Virginia could fill, and I know a guy you mentioned Clemens out of South Carolina definitely has the potential to be really. Athletic, dynamic kind of guy off the edge, similar to Eli Harold and Max Vallis, who, of course, those guys are creating some havoc this year for opposing offenses. So those guys are pretty big. And a guy that's interesting to me is Christopher Sharp, who's a running back out of New Jersey, the Hun School in Princeton, New Jersey, and he's a bigger running back, about 6'2", close to 200 pounds. And, you know, with Kevin Parks and Khalik Shepard moving on, obviously Taquan Mizell is there, and they've had, you know, Jordan Ellis signed in last year's class. Daniel Hamm, you know, has performed pretty well in spots last year as a walk-on. But, you know, there could be a spot where a guy could come in and make a contribution early on as a true freshman. And so Sharp is a guy that's been very productive. A lot of people liked him as a linebacker, but you know, he's got that size, so maybe he can come in and contribute. And then finally, there's a all-purpose back, kind of like a Taquan Mizell guy who can spread out or line up in the backfield, Olamide Zaccheaus out of Philadelphia, Pennsylvania. Again, that kind of same thing with that running back position. That's kind of a spot where people perhaps could contribute early, so we'll see what happens when they get there. But there are a few names that strike out in terms of possible immediate impact guys.
What's the name of the athlete that has committed from Alta Vista, Virginia?
That's Juan Thornhill. Yep.
And I know there were a lot of people speculating that he could be a real asset. Would you say that maybe he could be a sleeper or dark horse potential star down the road?
Yeah, he committed so early that he's kind of gone under the radar, as you mentioned, Frank. He's another kid I like a lot. He's a guy. He's very versatile. I think the athlete label, that can get kind of tossed around. But he's definitely a guy who could really, I think, do very well at a number of spots. Whether it's receiver, free safety is the spot that he believes he's coming into play. And talking to his coach, he's got just a real knack for making plays. And it was kind of interesting. I spoke with Dan River head coach Farrell Edmonds, whose son's son Tremaine is actually, he's committed to Virginia Tech, but he's got two sons at Virginia Tech playing football right now. And he was really, really high on Juan Thornhill, just his abilities as a playmaker, his speed. As a defensive back, as I mentioned, his coach feels like he's got that knack for the ball of where it's going to go, what's going to happen. And he plays quarterback for his team, so that actually may help him just kind of know what's going on inside the mind of a quarterback and things like that. But definitely, as you mentioned, I think a kid who could be very, very good for Virginia. And I think it's right to say that he has gone under the radar probably since he committed so early, which he committed last November. So he's been committed for a while.
I was just going to say, Chris, by the way, that athlete label is what they hung on me back in the day.
I think there was another word there, but we're not going to disparage my co-host. I mean, tell us about the following guys: Tim Settle, Matt Burrell, Daryl Taylor from Hopewell, Gary Jennings, Jordan Whitehead, Amir Ely. Is Virginia close to any of these guys?
Yeah, well, I think, Taylor, you mentioned Daryl Taylor out of Hopewell. Virginia's not really in the mix for him. He eliminated Virginia a long time ago.
Did he?
He's actually committed to Tennessee, but he's going to take some official visits, plans on taking all five officials. So that commitment is, obviously if he's going to take visits, it may not be rock solid.
It's what we call tenuous.
Yes.
Exactly. Well, Tim Settle is a guy who early on in the process, and I'm talking like last year, Virginia was really high on his list. As time has gone on, and he's a four-star defensive tackle out of Northern Virginia, for those who don't know. As the process has gone on, it looked like he was definitely heading out of state. Virginia Tech seems to have made up a lot of ground recently and is definitely in that top list right now. But, he really liked Virginia and Coach London. If Virginia really finishes out strong, I could see Virginia, getting in the mix, getting kind of more back into maybe top contender status as the year goes on. But at this point, I would say he's more than likely headed elsewhere. And then, a local kid, Ricky DeBerry at Attlee, linebacker, is definitely high on the radar. And whenever I talk to him, he seems extremely high on the Hoos, really seems to like it, has a good relationship with Quinn Blanding, who's obviously having a great season as a true freshman this year at Virginia. And he's a guy that Virginia would love to have as an outside linebacker, maybe a potential hybrid, kind of like a Max Vallis type. He's got Virginia in the mix, and early on it was a lot of talk that he may be heading out of state, but both Virginia and Virginia Tech are very much in the mix for him. And again, if Virginia entered the season with a lot of questions, but if they can answer those questions on the field and Coach London is safe, they could really make some noise with some of these four-star guys I just mentioned.
All right, there are two commitments for 2016. I've got Cole Blackman, a wide receiver from Glen Allen, and a wide receiver, Joseph Reed, from Charlotte Courthouse, Virginia. How firm are those commitments?
Oh, they're solid. They're rock solid. I mean, obviously, it's pretty early. And if anything were to happen with the coaching staff, certainly with both of those guys, I would say even if anything happens with the coaching staff, they both seem extremely solid to UVA. If things stay the same, I see them being extremely firm in their commitments. Reed is you look at him and you see college level receiver or college level athlete. He's every bit about 6'2", a rock solid 205 pounds or so, and he can run. Definitely a kid who has a lot of physical potential, athletic potential for UVA. And he could, you know, on a side note, he could help out in the baseball arena as well. He's interested in playing for Coach O'Connor, and he's a very, very good baseball player as well. So that could be something to keep an eye out on as, you know, once he gets to Charlottesville. And as far as – go ahead.
I'll just say, Chris, I think we're running out of time. We got to get the doctor in here momentarily, but we thank you as always for the updates. We ran out of time, so I didn't get a chance to ask you about Hoops recruits. We'll do that next time.
Sounds great.
Thank you, Chris. Stay with us. We've got Dr. Kerr. We're going to call him right now. And Jesse? Jesse's going to ring up Dr. Kerr. All right. Dr. Kerr, are you there?
Hello.
Hey, Glenn, are you there?
Yes, I am here.
Very good. All right, we're running a little long with our recruiting report, as we sometimes are prone to do. It happens. This is the little bit of information we have right now. We know that the quarterback, Grayson Lambert, the regular starter, is listed as the likely starter for the game based upon the depth chart. He has been battling an ankle injury. And we've also got five-star Gatorade National Player of the Year, Andrew Brown, is getting listed in the depth chart. But rumor has it that he's had a shoulder issue since going on late summer, and he's been battling that. Let's talk about shoulders for a minute. When a player has a non-separated shoulder, because the word I have is that it is not a separation, but he's got some kind of bruised shoulder or something. What typically do you see over there at Ortho Virginia when a player has that kind of situation?
Absolutely. The shoulder injuries really come into two broad categories. A shoulder separation between the collarbone and the shoulder, or the bone that forms the contour of the shoulder, is one injury. And oftentimes, if they're mild, they can return to play and return to sports, and then within the ball and socket joint of the shoulder can be the more severe ones. And those are shoulder injuries that result in instability. If the shoulder dislocates or at a partial dislocation or subluxation of the shoulder, that can be quite limiting.
Glenn, remind our listeners, what are your specialties over there at Ortho Virginia?
I do adult hip and knee reconstruction, or joint replacements of the hip and knee.
And talk to us a little bit about the maybe the injuries that weekend warriors usually suffer that lead them to your office, and what are you seeing more and more today?
Well, oftentimes, especially people who are active in sports during high school will injure either the meniscus or the cartilage. And as they get more mature, everybody's susceptible to progressive arthritis of the knee. And so I see quite a bit of that, of the hip, the same kind of mechanism can take place. But often these are injuries that occur in high school. And then as we get more mature and try to get out there as weekend warriors, we begin to have a swelling of the knee or pain in the hip. And that's what leads them into my office.
Yeah, Dr. Kerr, this is Hobbo. You're talking hip and knee. Who do I call for the appointment? You're talking my language here.
He needs help everywhere.
Well, you have my number, and you are welcome to call at any point.
Well, I appreciate that. You may see me sooner than you think.
Well, Vince Dalton might tackle you in the hall. Glenn, are you doing any work with any of the local schools? I know some of the specialists at Ortho Virginia are involved with the area schools in some way, shape, or form.
I am. I'm really excited. I have recently started with L.C. Byrd, and I've been out in the sidelines and just for the last three games or so, and I'm looking forward to completing the season with them. And if they'll have me, I'll be there kind of long-term over the coming years. But I really enjoy it. I can't tell you how fun it is to get out there on Friday nights and be a part of this and work with some of the young kids out there on the football field.
Well, I think that's great that you're involved with one of the area schools, and I know that the coaches and administrators there appreciate having a professional on the sideline in case someone goes down, and you can get right there and help them diagnose the problem and how to take care of it in that kind of circumstance. But well, we're going to head to break, and we've enjoyed having Dr. Glenn Kerr with us tonight, and we look forward to having you later on in the program in a couple of weeks, and we thank you.
I really enjoy it. Thank you for having me on.
Take care. All right, we're going to head to break. We come back, we'll do the Olympic Sports Report and break down the upcoming games and get a little bit deeper, UVA versus Duke. So stay with us.